Welcome to Know the Name, Know the Answers. This is the show that you get to always find out answers to what's really wanting to know that what's happening in your life. Today's guest is Jill Dane, and that is spelled D-A-H-N-E. And I ought to introduce myself. I'm Sharon Lynn Wyeth, the host of Know the Name, Know the Answers. Now, bless Jill's heart. Her planes got delayed over 5 hours from where they were supposed to be. So you know how that goes, everybody, when you've been traveling and then you're awake for 24 hours. And so bless her heart, she still made a huge effort to be on the show tonight. But we're going to do things a little bit differently. How we normally take call-ins right away, we're going to save the call-ins for next week. So we're going to get to know more about Jill this week and do the call-ins next week. So Jill Dane is the number one love psychic in the world, as quoted in the book, 100 Top Psychics. Now, Dateline NBC says, quote, Jill is so on target with her predictions, we were amazed, unquote. She's sought after by the stars, and her lifetime of work has catapulted her to the world-renowned fame. Her life was chronicled on Lifetime Television as the number one psychic, for all of the marriages and relationships that she had predicted throughout her life, over 1,000 to date. Now, Jill is also in Ripley's Believe It or Not as the most amazing teenage psychic. That was in 1977, and has been on radio and television since she was 6 years old. Her accurate predictions have been spotlighted around the globe on major TV networks such as MSNBC, where they were absolutely astonished over the prediction of the exact date and time of the capture of Saddam Hussein and the bombing in Madrid. Now, CBS covered Jill's on-target presidential elections, TV solving murder cases with the North Miami police, and Fox for its yearly celebratory love. And she has done so many predictions, with Super Bowl predictions, love predictions, movie star predictions. It doesn't matter. This is one talented lady. So welcome to Know the Name, Know the Answers, Jill.
Thank you. I love that name. What a great name.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, we like to provide answers because in our curious world, it just helps people have a more smooth, you know, lifetime if they can get some answers. And you know that I have used your fabulous skills and definitely appreciated them.
Oh, thank you.
So
thank
you. Your mother was known as a psychic, and your son is becoming quite talented as a psychic, as well as yourself. Is it common for this ability to run in families when people are psychic?
I believe everyone is like born with a gift, and you know, a lot of people have, every person out there has intuition. It's just some people don't use it, or when I was growing up, I was allowed to use my intuition. My mother would say what you see, where other people, when they were that age, their parents would shut them up real quick. So I believe everyone has intuition. A lot of times people second guess themselves, and if they were to use their first intuition and not second guess themselves, they'd be like, oh my God, I knew that. You know, a lot of times they go to them, a lot of times they say to themselves, oh my God, I knew that, but I said this instead. And I always say, go with your first intuition. Especially when I was growing up, I would go and I would be in high school and I would just take the test by my intuition. I would never even study. So, and that was my intuition, and I got to leave the class and go shopping.
That's a great way of using it.
Well,
so when did you first
realize
that you were psychic, Jill?
I'm sorry?
When did you first realize that you had this gift, that you were psychic?
Well, my mother is Mickey Dane, and my mom was the one who came out with these abilities back in 1969. Even Johnny Carson, someone told me last year that they were watching an old remake of Johnny Carson. He was reading my mom's predictions. But she was with, you know, Phil Donahue, Merv Griffin. She's the one who found John Walsh's son's body parts, you know, and she would do all these murder cases. So when I was a little girl, my, you know, I would say what I saw, and I would, you know, my intuition was there. But when I was in kindergarten, I used to tell the teacher what she wrote on the board before she wrote it. And this was a public school. This wasn't a private school. And all the other teachers couldn't wait till my mother would come and pick me up. But this teacher stood on the chair and called me a witch, and I'm not a witch. I just have intuition. And I used to tell her what she would write, and she got scared, and I got kicked out of her class. She didn't want me in her class. And I ended up going into this Mrs. Kaplan's class, and all those teachers would, when my mom would come pick me, when she would come pick me up, there'd be a line outside of all the teachers just to ask my mom a question. And that's how it basically started. When I was 13, I was flown to do the John Eastman show in Tampa. And that's when I made my first marriage prediction with Lee Majors and Farrah Fawcett. I saw them getting married. But I also saw the Hanafi Muslim attack in Washington, D.C., to the time, to the date. And that's what put me in the book with Edgar Cayce and Sybil Leek, who was written up in like 50 different books. She was an amazing intuitive. She was from Melbourne. And I got put in there for my accurate prediction to the time, to the date. And it's called The Book. If anyone likes to go, wants to go buy it or look on it for on Amazon, it's called Ghosts, Witches, and ESP. That's what it's called. And by Ripley's Believe It or Not. And that's how it all started. And then Elvis Presley, we were there doing a seance in his home a couple of weeks after he passed away. And instead of me wanting to do the seance, I was telling everybody what was going to happen, like with Lisa Marie. She was just born, and I said she was going to marry someone just like her father from a different background. And I saw Billy Presley. He was on drugs, and he had tattoos, and he had long hair. I saw him becoming a priest, and Elvis's priest, Reverend Archer, may he rest in peace, he was there. And he said, Jill, to your mouth, God's ears, that will never happen. And that's what happened today, 25 years later, you know. So it's amazing how I always tell everybody, if you see something, write it down, you know. Write it down or say it to someone. It may sound strange to somebody at the moment, and then a month later, it happens. And that's why I say every single person out there has such good intuition, but if they follow their intuition, some people don't want to follow their intuition because, like, even with relationships, if someone likes someone and they see the red flags and they know the person's not right for them and their intuition's telling them, you got to let go, you got to move forward, you got to close that door, but they don't want to. But their intuition's saying, you got to. Their intuition's telling them what they really need to do, but they're staying in it. And then they said later on, I wish I would have listened to my intuition, you know. So,
and,
you know, like I said.
Do that. I've heard so many people say that afterwards, like, oh, I wish I would have listened. You know, I knew better and stuff. You know, you became famous at such an early age in life. How did you handle that fame and all of that attention?
You know, I'm just Jill. You know, I'm not a person about fame, but I'm just Jill. All my friends, you know, they all knew who I was, and they all know who I am, not was, who I am. And my mother, and I was brought up with Dorothy Allison, Sybil Leek, Jean Dixon, Sean Robbins, you know, these amazing, amazing psychics. And it was just natural, you know. And going on TV and radio, because my mom would bring me on the radio at 6 years old, and it was natural. And then 15, I'm sitting next to Larry King on WIOD. And then I had my own show. It was The Love Psychic. It was supposed to be my mom's show. And what happened was I never... my whole life, I always had to have my mom next to me when it came to radio, and I always got nervous. And what she did was she handed me a show, a syndicated show, drive-by 3 to 5, Monday through Friday. And she says, Jill, what would you like? Come down to the station with me. And I said, no. And I didn't know it was going to be my show. And I said, no, I really don't want to do radio today. And she said, no, come. So I finally went with her. And she said, what would you like? And I said, can I get a cup of coffee? She goes, I'll be right back. Never came back. And next thing you know, the lights went on. And they said, it's the Jill Dane Show. And they started playing Love Will Keep Us Together. I almost had a heart attack. 20 lines.
What a shock. List,
over like 2 million listeners, okay? And people from all over the world are listening to me. And I am like freaking out. So the first caller calls in. And this, and I'm like, oh, my God. I'm like, you know, heart palpitations. You know what I mean? Like, what do I do?
Right, because the pressure's on.
Radio by myself in the... And the producer in the back is like, hit the button. So I hit the button, and this woman sits there and says, like with a very low voice, hi, Jill, how are you? And I'm like, okay. And I said, well, if I were you, you better get home. Your husband's in bed with another woman. Right away. You know, it just like came out of my mouth, you know. And she hung up. And the next day, remember, it was Monday through Friday. The next day, she called and waited on the line for like 2 hours. And they told, you know, the producer's like, Jill, you have to grab this call. This woman's been waiting so long. So I said, okay. And then the next thing you know, she gets on the phone. She goes, Jill Dane, you were lying. And I said, why was I lying? Why? What happened? And she said, I walked in, the door was open, they were both wet, the shower was going, and he was on top of her, naked, giving her mouth-to-mouth resuscitation. I had to go to a commercial break. I was like, okay. I didn't know what, I felt so bad that I even said that to her. You know, it just came out of my mouth. And I felt awful. But I'm like, when she got back on, and, you know, I can imagine what all the listeners were, you know, saying as well, you know, thinking. So that was my experience. And from that day on, I had the show 4 years. And then I've had the show 25 years that I've had so far on iHeartRadio.
It's just amazing.
But to me, you know, being famous, you know, having your name out there, there's pluses and minuses. You know, there's certain people, you know, a couple you could say that would like to hurt you, right? When you're that way, in every profession, when you have a name out there, even stars out there. And, you know, and then there are people that are just so beautiful that I've been predicting marriages since I was 13, and I predicted over 4,000 up to date. I always post them on Facebook. I post a few here. I post a few there every month. And right now I have 90 people that got engaged from last year till this year, and they're getting married next year and the following year.
Well,
isn't that crazy?
You know, I just think that's absolutely amazing. And I know that 3.5 years ago, or almost 3.5 years ago, you told me that I would meet someone. So I'm still waiting for that other half a year. And then, you know, just looking forward to your prediction being right, because I know how accurate you are. So
I can't wait either. You know, when I make these predictions, I go to I don't go to all the weddings, but I try to go to a majority of them if I can, you know, if I'm in town, or if I could fly over to where they are. And it's so beautiful, because majority of them, you know, remember, I've been predicting marriages for a long time. So some people, you know, a lot of people already got married and now they're having children or their children's having children. And because I've been predicting at a very young age. And when people call into my radio show and they said, Jill, you know, like one person called into the radio show back in 2009 and I saw her meeting a police officer and God, her family, you're not getting married to a police officer. You're a doctor. You know what I mean? You work in the medical field. And it's whoever you fall in love with. It doesn't matter what profession. It's who you fall in love with. If the person's going to be good to you and if you're going to have that emotional connection, if you're going to have that passion together, you know, it doesn't matter what profession if you're happy. Because a lot of people, they marry people that are not happy when they're, you know, that they're, they think they're happy in the beginning and then they said, oh my God, what did I marry? Even some people after 20 years, they're like, oh my God, who did I marry, right? So, you know, you get married to who you fall in love with and you mesh with and you laugh with all the time. And so this person called in and, you know, basically said, you know, who am I going to marry? And I saw this police officer. And then next thing you know, she meets this police officer. They get married. It's in Toronto. And I saw her having a baby boy right away. And I saw the month and date. And she had the baby boy, and now she's on number two. And what I'm trying to get at, it's like I feel like I'm living their lives with them, with everybody. Because they call in or they'll have another reading and they'll be like, oh my God, Jill, you know? And it's like everybody's like family. And I would never want any family member to ever get hurt.
Well, I can totally understand that part. I'm curious, Jill, why do you think so many people are fascinated by psychics? And what's the advantage of seeing a psychic?
Well, the advantage is that some people don't know the answer. And some people do know the answer and they just want a confirmation or, you know, matter of fact, let's just say the advantages. We'll say this. I have rabbis. I have nuns. I have priests. I have Monsignor priests. I have pastors that come to see me. And, you know, going back when I was younger, you would never think that, you know, that these people would go see people. And I've had them throughout my life. But the advantage of it is, I was heading to New York City to do ABC, and it was on Thursday, and a rabbi calls me from Israel and says, Jill, I want to know what are the dates for me to come down, what's a good day for you, because, you know, to be with me. And so all of a sudden, I felt his heart, and I said, Rabbi, get to the hospital. He says, no, nothing's wrong with me. I said, Rabbi, please get to the hospital. I have to, it's 12 o'clock at night. I have to get on a plane at, you know, I have to be at the airport by 5, be on the plane by 6. And now you're on my head. Now I'm going to be thinking about you while I'm on the plane. So he's like, but it's Shabbat. I'm like, I don't care about Shabbat. So, you know, after going after him, you know, pushing him, he said, okay, my wife will take me to the hospital. I said, please let the doctors call me and your wife call me when, you know, and just let me know everything's okay. So what happened was we land and at 11 o'clock, my phone rings and the doctor at Haifa and the wife called to say thank you, that, I saved his life. He had a 3-bypass surgery with a valve.
Oh, you know what's a gratefulness too, though, is that he listened. I mean, how many people would get that news and then go, oh, yeah, well, whatever?
Well, just recently on the radio, I think it was 3-4 weeks ago, a gentleman called in, and all my radio shows, you know, not all of them, but some of them are on my Facebook Live. You know, and he called in and I said, get to the hospital. And he said, okay. And I said, please call my office and let me know that you're going to be okay. And he goes, I don't, you know, he didn't know what would be wrong with him, right? And his kidneys shut down. His kidneys were, like, all, like, extremely about to shut down. I saved his life. And it's on Facebook Live. Yeah.
You know, that's got to feel so rewarding to be able to assist people in that manner and for so long and so accurately.
That, health-wise, yes. Marriages, I love. Don't get me wrong. I want everyone. I want everyone to be in love. And everything is in timing. Everything's in divine timing. You know, there are some people that don't find love until 20 years, 10 years, 2 years. You know, every person is different. But my rewarding is when I solve a murder case. That's my rewarding, you know, and saving someone's life. Absolutely. Or finding a missing child. Those have been rewarding to me. We'll get into, remind me, and I'll get into a case that we're going to be doing a TV show about, that it was supposed to be done several years ago, going back, because it got solved finally in 2007. But we were going to start with it, but all the TV stations were very skeptic to put it on because it's a very scary situation. You know, it was, I have the murderer's confession on tape, and they didn't have those things back then, you know, so they didn't want to do a show. Now they want to make it a show.
Okay, let's find out about that in just a minute. Everyone, you are listening to Know the Name, Know the Answers with your host, Sharon Lynn Wyeth. Our guest tonight is Jill Dane. Now, she spells her last name D like dog, A-H-N-E. So if you're looking for her, her website is her name, Jill Dane, D-A-H-N-E.com. And she will be on again next week answering questions. This week we're getting to know her. We're honoring the fact that she's been up quite a few hours, and she always likes to be at her best when she's answering questions to give you the most accurate answers that she possibly can. And we're sure that that's what you would prefer, is to get those accurate answers. So this week we're asking questions and getting you to know her a little bit. And next week, when you would normally be calling in and asking me for answers, instead, I'm going to yield my position the first Thursday of every month and give that back to Jill so that you can call in and experience her incredible ability to predict. And so, Jill, I just want to say thank you again so much for how long you've been up and making the time to still join us tonight.
I must really like you. I must really,
you know,
like you.
Thank you. So, Jill, if somebody's out there and they're saying, oh, I heard about this psychic, or I heard about this person, and they don't know how to tell a good psychic from a charlatan, what would you advise that they ask or do and able to test whether somebody's a good psychic? I mean, you're incredible, and I know that from personal experience, but how would somebody test whether somebody's a good psychic or a charlatan?
Well, first of all, if someone says, I mean, this happened to a client of mine where it was an awful situation, really awful situation. I told her that she was going to get the lottery, you know, in her country, and she'll be able to stay here. So she got it. Out of only one person out of the whole country, do you understand? She got it. So it was amazing. I was very happy for her. So she was down in Boca, and she went to, and this is why I want people to hear the story. She was down in Boca, and they were having some festival outside of Meisner Park, and there was these women there. Next thing you know, they're saying, you know, you're blocked. We got to unblock you. You have to give us $10,000, you know. And, you know, they started saying all this stuff to her, and you're not going to be able to stay in this country, like really scaring her, you know. And I was traveling at the time doing television and lectures, so I wasn't here for 2 months. And I wish she didn't go there, but thank God we got her money back. They took over $22,000, saying that they had to bless it, and that it was evil, and they had to bless it. And thank God we got the money back. No one ever gets their money back from people like that. So if anyone says to you, you have to give me $10,000 to do this, or $20,000 because you have this curse on you, I want everyone to know something. Everyone goes through a bad time in your life, you know? Something happens in your life. I shouldn't say bad time, but there are bad times, but everyone goes through...
So we'll say challenging times.
Yeah, everyone goes through something in their life. And I remember when all my clients were buying property, and I would say they were buying it pre-construction, and all of a sudden I got this feeling that it was going to crash, like the real estate market was going to crash. I predicted it on TV. So I told all my people, and 80% sold their pre-construction, because I said, what are you going to do with foreclosures? How are you going to pay them? Because the market's going to go down, and it's going to stay that way for at least 7 years. So 80% listened, 20% said, no, we're going to keep it. Well, they lost it, and they lost all their money. So two of the clients came to me, and they said, oh, Jill, the one lost it. Why didn't I listen? You know, I always hear, why didn't I listen to you? I should have listened. I should have, you know, how did you know that, right? And it's not, how did I know that? You should have listened to me, because I always say, listen to me and put what I say in one hand and live your life in another hand, right? But on this, I was so, so determined. And they lost their money, and they said, someone put a spell on me. That's what this person said to me. I said, no, no one put a spell on you. The real estate market crashed, you know? So, you know, in your mind, you think someone did something to you. But in reality, the real estate market crashed. So everyone goes through something in their life, or if their boyfriend or girlfriend was cheating on them or left them for someone else, no one could do anything to you. Nothing's wrong with you. You know, sometimes the universe wants something better for you. They'll close that door for you so you can open a new door for someone else. And so that's where I say, that's where you draw the line. If someone ever says to you something that bad in a negative way, that's where you walk away. If they're asking for a ton of money like that, you walk away. Because I've had kids that call me, thank God they got a hold of me before they did it, and they're going to college. And because they broke up with their boyfriend broke up with them and they wanted them back, you know, they're telling them, give us your bra and give us your whole, you know, semester of money that their father just sent them. 30,000, and I'd be like, don't do it, and thank God they didn't do it, or it would have been gone. So that's what you look out for. Hello?
How would you like to be able to read other people's minds? Well, the next best thing is here. When you know how to read a person's name, you know how the person thinks, feels, and behaves. Each letter in our name holds a key to unlock our true essence. Our name contains both our gifts and challenges in this lifetime. Nemology science discovers personality secrets hidden in the placement of the letters of our names, including the first and last impression people remember about us. Sharon shows us how to interpret the arrangement of letters as outlined in her book, Know the Name, Know the Person. Sharon Lynn Wyeth created Nemology Science after 18 years of research and testing her theories, and has supported thousands of people around the world in understanding themselves and others better. You'll enjoy Sharon's unique teachings as she shares her system to learn the gifts behind your given birth name. Even if you don't like your birth name, there are jewels in this book. If you're thinking of changing your name, ready to name your child, or wanting to get along better with others, this is the book for you. If you'd like to improve your relationships and change your life for the better, get the book today, Know the Name, Know the Person, or visit www.knowthename.com. That's www.knowthename.com.
Well, Welcome back to Know the Name, Know the Answers with your host, Sharon Lynn Wyeth. Our guest tonight is Jill Dane, and she is the number one love psychic. She's been around a long time simply because she started so very young and early in her age. This time we're asking questions. Next Thursday we will be taking calls for her. I do want to share a story that when I met her 3 years ago, it was because I was visiting a friend in Florida, and the first thing out of her mouth when she met me was, "You're moving to Florida." I thought, hell no, I'm not moving to Florida. I'm just barely unpacked in South Carolina. However, she was accurate. I did move to Florida, and I moved to Florida like 5 or 6 weeks later. So even when she tells you something that you're going, yeah, right, not going to happen, one never knows. Anyway, then I had to follow up with a session with Jill, and I've had a few since then. She is incredibly accurate, and I'm so pleased that she's joining us here tonight to share with all of us. Jill, I'm sure that many people ask you if since you're living in Florida, is Florida going to get flooded? Is the United States going to be safe? I'm sure you've told people many a times what you see for our country and what you see for the weather in Florida. Would you mind sharing some of that with us?
Yes. I predicted all the weather, even the snow in Florida. When it snowed, everyone thought it was crazy. And I kept seeing snow. And the next thing I know, people on Facebook were sending pictures from, like, all the way at the tip of Florida, all snowed, and the police officers' cars all snowed up. But, you know, on my radio show, I always, you know, for the past 2 months, and even in July, I said, I see toward August 29th, you know, it was like around July 28th, I think it was. And even through the whole month of July, I prepared everybody. And I said, I hope everyone's listening because we're going to have a huge storm the end of August. So please, I kept saying, please cut your trees. Bring in anything that's heavy, prepare yourself. And I try to prepare everybody because it's like what I see what's coming. And now here we are, we're getting this huge storm coming our way around August 29th, you know? So, you know, it's not.
Yeah, and now we're hearing about some of those storms.
Yeah.
You know, that's headed in your direction. And how nice to be forewarned.
Yeah, I told everybody, I kept seeing the East Coast, I kept seeing Florida and going up the East Coast, and that's where they said it's heading. So I hope everyone listened. You know, a lot of people are writing me privately and saying, thank you for letting us know ahead of time. We got water, and then some people are like, oh, we haven't even gotten anything yet. There's no water for people to buy right now. So I just flew in, and now it's coming around the date that I said. I wish, you know, this Mother Nature, those are some predictions that I don't want to happen, you know, when I predict about weather. Those are predictions I don't want to come true. Because who wants a hurricane? Who wants a tropical storm? Nobody. It's horrible.
Right.
But it, you know,
right.
I do predict
But you're living there, even though you're seeing those storms. So you must see that as a whole, things end up okay.
I feel we're going to be okay. I feel we'll be fine. But I feel it's going to really hit, like I said, and I said it 2 days ago, that it was going to hit northern Florida, like the eye part. And that's what they're saying right now. They said that today. I get messages. See, I don't like the news. It's all doom and gloom, so I don't watch it. The only thing I really watch is Law and Order. So I don't watch the news. So everyone tells me when things are about to happen. You know, like when I was 18 years old, I was at an epilepsy foundation with all these people. And Brian Weiss, my girlfriend Phoebe Snow, may she rest in peace. She was a famous singer. She was there, the Miami Dolphins. My mother, Mickey Dane, was there. And I stood up, and I was 18 years old, and I said, pot is going to cure epilepsy. Now, people were looking at me like, that's a crazy prediction. That's not going to ever happen, right? And fast forward, I kept that prediction alive. Just like when I predicted when I was 21, I saw these people came into a store that I was in. And I said, where did you go? I spoke Spanish fluently at the time. And that's why with the pot, marijuana is going to, you know, help with the people that are in the war, you know, that are, you know, soldiers. Post-traumatic stress disorder and also cancer and old age. And I believe it's going to help the hemp and everything. And that's why I would tell people for years, when the stocks come out, buy marijuana stocks, because that is going to be the whole stock market and stem cell. I predicted stem cell when I was only back in 1989. I said stem cell is going to help cure Parkinson's and diabetes and all that. That's going to be a big cure. And that's what's happening too. So that's another stock that I said that's going to be a big stock for the future as well. But the whole stock market is going to be hemp, marijuana, medical marijuana. You know, so if anyone wants to buy stocks, that's what you should be investing your money in. I was telling everyone, don't buy in that Litecoin, Bitcoin, and all that. If anything, Litecoin. But all those are going to go up and down. And, you know, I'd rather marijuana stocks. That's the future. But when I was 21, these people came in, and I said to them in Spanish, what do you don't eat? And they said, we just got off a boat. And I said, from where? And they said, Cuba. And I said, well, go upstairs and go eat. You know, go to Latin America. It's on me. And I was treating the whole family, but the person there said, Jill, don't worry about it. I'm going to pay for it. Right there, that's when I saw Cuba becoming, you know, like paradise for everyone to save their money. That's where you want to buy your land. And I was throwing that prediction. All my Latin clients, they were like, Jill, to your mouth, God's ears, that will never happen. It will never happen in a million years. I put it on the Buzz television back in 2005. You know, I kept that prediction going. And that's what's happening right now. You know, I said Eastern Airlines would be coming back and be flying to Cuba. That's what's happening right now. So these are some of the, like, predictions that people would say would never happen. And at the same time, in 2009, when I was in a lecture speaking in front of a lot of people, I also said, I see same-sex marriages. And all my New Yorkers are like, now, what are you really smoking, Jill? You know, and I don't smoke. I don't do drugs. I don't eat red meat. I don't drink alcohol. You know, it's called a prediction. And then a year later, it started happening. Some predictions you would think that would never happen, you know, they happen. And it's what I see. You know, and that's what
one of the predictions that I have heard that I don't know if you even looked at, and I know that we're not in a space to do that today if you haven't already looked at, is that our president will try to purchase Greenland.
Okay. I haven't looked into that. You know, remember, my mind has to be cleared, so I don't even want to comment on that.
Correct.
By next week,
that's what I was saying. If you haven't looked at it yet, then we won't go there. But I thought that was an interesting one, and for some reason it kind of picked my curiosity. So we'll ask when you've had plenty of sleep at night. You have your own radio show. Would you like to tell us about that?
Yes. My radio show I've had for 26 years, and it's on 1470 AM and 95.3 iHeartRadio. It's an hour show. It's on every Sunday, and even last year on that show, and that's why I want everyone to take precaution, I predicted a deadly mosquito, you know, disease going around, you know, an epidemic kind of thing. And so I always said, please take precaution. You know, spray yourself, and nothing was happening, and it's happening now. So please, everybody, if you go outside, please spray yourself, because these mosquitoes, they found cases in other states, and I said it was going to be in all different states. So please, please take precaution, please. The brain swells with this one. I don't know if you heard of that one yet. but I made that prediction on my radio show out of the blue. All of a sudden, I saw it.
No, thank you for sharing that. Anything else you'd like to share that we should all be aware of?
Oh, I'll throw out a few when I'm answering questions next week. I'll throw out a few.
Okay.
Yeah.
How do you present it to somebody when somebody is like in love with another person and you see disaster? And I know, Jill, that you're incredibly honest, and you won't want to tell them something that's not true. So how do you break that to them?
I'm very blunt. You know, no one wants to hear it. Like, I'll give an example. There was this gentleman from the Carolinas, and he was in love with this person. And he said, I'm going to marry her because five psychics have been telling me the same thing. So five intuitives, I never really liked the word psychic, intuitives. If five intuitives are telling me I'm going to marry her, then I'm going to listen to them. I'm like, okay. Well, I see you marrying a Sarah, and she's going to be a nurse, and that's what I think. Well, they don't want to hear that, right? But I'm blunt. I'm very blunt. Well, fast forward. He calls me and he basically says, oh my God, Jill, I'm engaged to Sarah. She's a nurse and I want you to come to my wedding. Now, what hurts me is some people hold on to what five other people say. You understand what I'm saying? And
right.
It's like they're
because
so many
people tell them what they want to hear instead of what's true.
Exactly. You know, I'd be the same way. You know, I'm human too. Everyone's human, right? So when you're in love, you're in love. No one wants to hear you're not going to marry that person or you're not getting engaged or you're not going to be with that person. Who wants to hear that? I wouldn't want to hear it myself, right? So, you know, that's why I always say, take what I say, live your life. But I want everyone to know when you see those red flags, everybody's on their best behavior the first 3 months of a relationship. And then all of a sudden you see their true colors. And then if you see those true colors, you need to close the door and walk away so you're not stuck. And you're not stuck for another year where another beautiful soul could come into your life and you could be happy with that person.
You know, I love that point, which is if you're stuck with somebody or you're just hanging on, that you're literally blocking the right one from being able to come through.
Right, and then also some people you have to go through certain situations, and I call them learning lessons. Everyone and you take one learning lesson, and you bring it to the next relationship, so you don't want to go through that lesson again. So a lot of people, you know, they stay, and if someone doesn't treat them right there, that's a red flag. If someone's not treating you right. If someone's not being loving to you, because no one is supposed to get emotionally, mentally, physically abused. And I've seen so many people go through those emotionally, mentally, physically abusive relationships, and they stay there, where you're supposed to have a relationship that someone's going to treat you like you're supposed to be treated wonderful. But a lot of people stay in that.
Right, and I think there's a real difference between what I call a Mr. Right Now and a Mr. Right, or a Miss Right Now and a Mrs. Right.
and you know what it is, a Mr. Right or a Mr. Right? Some people look back 5 years, and that's why they say, I wish I would have listened, right? Because then they find their Mr. Right or Mrs. Right, and they're like, oh, God, what was I doing there? You know, what was I staying in that relationship for? That person didn't deserve me. I was so good. And they were so wrong, you know, and nothing's wrong with you. I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about the audience. Nothing's wrong with you. Something's wrong with them. Always remember that. So, you know, keep that door open. And when you see, I always use the word red flags. When you see those red flags, it's time to walk away, regardless how hard it is. Go exercise, go meditate, you know, do something for yourself. The hardest part is going to sleep at night and waking up in the morning when you go through a breakup. That's the hardest part. So keep yourself busy at night. Read, you know, write, whatever it is, meditate. So So when you wake up in the morning, if that's hard too because the person's not next to you or you're not with them. But go online, go meet people, go date people, get back on the bike, go to some nice functions. There's some really nice people there. Go, you know, look online and see where's the next event is. There's some nice people there too that you'll mesh with, and you'll find your soulmate instead of somebody that's not good for you.
Jill, so many psychics say that they can see for everybody else, but they have a hard time seeing for themselves. So I understand your clarity for everybody else. Does it work for you also, or would you agree that it's harder to see, you know, for yourself?
Oh, no. I predicted my wedding. I was celebrating the Big Wilson TV show, my 18th birthday on Big Wilson. And he was a huge television show here in Florida. And he brought out a gigantic cake with 18 candles on it. And he said, what happened was my uncle had these sunglass places. And these managers said, Jill, would you want to come to this place called Tradewinds with us? And I said, sure, but how am I going to get in? I'm not 18 years old. I was 17 at the time. And they said, we'll get you in. And these two people came up to me and they said, we want you to meet somebody. And I'm like, oh God, no, you know, if they look anything like you. I was horrible at the time. I was really bad because I go for the person's inside. You know, I always look for the inside, but these people, I didn't like their personality, right? And they said, why don't you come next Friday? So my intuition told me to go the following Friday. And I went and I met my husband, but we didn't get married right away. We dated. He came to the TV show of my celebration of my 18th birthday. And Big Wilson looks at him and says, Jill, what do you predict for yourself? And I said, you see that guy over there? I'm going to marry him when I turn 32. And they brought the mic to my husband, who was my boyfriend at the time. And I said, what do you think about Jill's prediction? And he says, I'm not going to marry Jill, and I'm not getting married till I'm 40. Fast forward, you have to go through certain things, meet other people, get other people out of your system, right? And we got married January, December 14th. I did the Geraldo show about missing people, Geraldo in New York. That was December 6th. I got married December 14th, and January I turned 32.
Oh, that's marvelous.
Is that crazy?
Yeah, that's crazy. What's it like to be able to see your own future? I mean, I think part of the human condition is not knowing, even though it'd be great to always know the key elements. What is it like? It'd be like going to a play and seeing what's happening backstage at the same time that you're seeing what's happening out on front of the stage. So what is that
like?
You
know, it's like a preview, you know, and it's like right in front of me, and it shows me everything. It's like I've always said since I was 6 years old, when they asked me on Lifetime Television, how do you see these things? And it's like a video camera, you know, it's like a movie camera in front of me, and I could see everything, and I love it. I love to know what goes on beforehand. That's me. I've always loved to know, you know, that's why I've always, you know, made major predictions before they happened. And I love that. Some people may want to wait and see, you know, not know and wait and see, but there are a lot of people that want to know. A lot of people.
I was going to say, I'm one of those that always wants to know. And I think there's a lot of people out there like me that just says, give me the outline of what's coming. Because I think it gives peace to your heart to see the direction and to see where you're headed and see what the plan is.
Yeah, well, there was this woman, may she rest in peace. And when she came to see me, I saw her having breast cancer. And I made her go to the doctor. And it lit up. They did an MRI. And when they did a mammogram, it didn't light up. And I said, go get an MRI. I'm really worried. You know, she was from St. Thomas. And it lit up like a light bulb. so she had to have both her breasts done. But her child, you know, loved to sing, and she wanted him in football. And I saw him as this amazing, famous singer. So she didn't tell him, and she wrote it on a piece of paper, and she kept it in her wallet. So he called the radio station, and he says, Jill, my mother loved you. She just passed away. And I'm like, who's your mom? And I had, like, tears going down my eyes. She called the station I'm on now. And he said, she handed me the paper. And she, as much as she wanted me to be this football player, I can't tell you what his name is, but he's a famous singer right now, and that's what he is. So she didn't want to tell him. She didn't want to, you know, she thought if she told him, he would go in that direction, you know, but that's what he really wanted to do. He didn't want to be a football player.
Yeah, so, and I think being pushed into an area that's not your skill or your talent is really almost a disservice to somebody else, and it's hard for parents not to want to put their own wishes on their kid. Everyone, you have been listening to Know the Name, Know the Answers with your host, Sharon Lynn Wyeth. This week we have Jill Dane, and it's D-A-H-N-E, and her website is jilldane.com, and she's been with us answering questions. Bless her heart for staying up for 24 hours solid to make sure that she could still be with us today. She wants to be absolutely fresh and ready for you next week. I'm going to yield my day where I normally have you call in and I read you off your name. And we're going to give that to Jill so that you can call in and get your answers from her when she's good and rested and fresh. And this is such a delight. And Jill, thank you so much for joining us and agreeing to come on again next week.
Hi, you're welcome. And we're going to have such a great show next week. So thank you for having me. I hope everyone enjoyed my life. It wasn't all of my life, but it's part of my life, you know. And we're going to answer your questions next week. And have a great, great week, okay?
Sounds wonderful. Again, this is Sharon Lynn Wyeth, and you've been listening to Know the Name, Know the Answers. And we'll see you next week.